Hey guys, we're back for another episode of the Libby Delusion podcast. And in this episode, it's going to be more like a fire starter. It's going to be very short, to the point, maybe hit some actual pain points. We're going to talk about a topic that I don't think a lot of entrepreneurs think about, and that is, what season in business or in life are you currently in? Tons of other entrepreneurs, mentors, coaches talk about this, but they may be using other words. So I want to use the word seasons. And typically, if we think about athletes, high performing athletes like Michael Jordan, you know, they have seasons. They have the off season, right? They have preseason and they have season. And they typically have three seasons that they're really focused on and preparing for. And I want to talk about why could our business feel so heavy, like you're drowning or you're exhausted? And I want you to ask yourself, what season are you in? And you're like, but what does that mean? So I want to give you an example. You can't always be in preseason. You can't always be practicing or learning. And I find that a lot of entrepreneurs are always in preseason. They're always buying another book, signing up for another course, another module, like another thing. And I found, especially in myself, I was doing this because of avoidance of implementation or execution. And that's preseason. I'm prepping to go reach this goal, but you can't be in season and in preseason at the same time. And so season would be, it's game time. It's the championship is the target. What's that goal? And we're going to show up every day and we're going to perform to our highest ability. Right? That's season. That's game time. Then there's off season. Like, hey, let's go take a freaking vacation. Let's get some off time, some downtime, whether that's disconnect, unplug, whatever you want to call it, because you need that. When you're running at your highest level of yourself, you need to have off season. You need to unplug and disconnect. You can't have your foot halfway in one door and one in the other. We just can't. You can't be off and on at the same time. You can't be learning and implementing at the same time. It's an impossibility. So you have to pick. And so for entrepreneurs, it doesn't matter how long your seasons are, right? You're not going to be off for 3 months straight. Well, you could be. Maybe your off season is, you know, it looks different, and everyone's season will look different. There'll be different lengths, right? Maybe game time is just a short period of time. Maybe you have one thing to go do and execute really well, and you've been prepping for 3 months for this one day or this one week. And so what I find in life, if it feels constantly chaotic, constantly monotonous, you constantly cannot reach your goals, like you just feel like you're always failing and you don't know what's wrong, you don't know what you're doing, you have to ask yourself, what season are you actually in right now? And so I asked this question and someone said, I'm in season. And my response is, great. What did you do during preseason to prepare for this? What did you do? You know, the body follows the mind. I'm sorry, the mind follows the body. Always get it backwards, right? What'd you do with your body? Did you put some extra exercise in, right? Did you make sure you're eating right? Are you operating at your highest ability? Probably not. You probably just maybe read a book, watched a module, and they said, okay, now I'm going to go do this. Here's this giant goal and let me go execute. And then we wonder why we're not reaching these goals. Did you do everything in humanly possible to prepare yourself for season, game time, right? Showtime, whatever we want to call it. And I could probably guarantee you didn't. And then you're wondering why you can't hit a goal. You're wondering why you're frustrated. And for a long time, right, I stayed in preseason. And then we can't stay in season too long. You'll burn out. Right? You can't be on performing at your highest ability every day, all day, right? You can't always be in season and you can't always be off season. So grab a calendar, look at it. Where are your goals? Preseason look like, right? Because if you think about high performing athletes, they have a practice uniform. They have a practice routine or regimen. When it's game time, showtime, they have a uniform for game time. And I think it's Dan Sullivan who talks about this in theater acting phrases, right? There's dark days, there's rehearsal days, there's show days. And so it's the same concept. And, you know, are you rehearsing? Are you doing everything you can to nail it on that day? And for most entrepreneurs, I would say that we're not. And that's a hard pill to swallow. And then we get mad at ourselves when we fall short on a goal. So remember, you can't be in every season at the same time. Doesn't matter how long your seasons are. It matters that they're intentional. Write them down, block them on a calendar. Think to yourself during preseason, what can I do to show up and perform 100% when it comes game time, when it comes show time. Because, and then what can you do to unplug? And then actually unplug. Sit on a beach and drink a margarita without a phone. I actually have four seasons because I have children. And so we have preseason season, we have family season, and we have a personal. So like if just me and my husband want to do something without the kids, because if you have kids, you all know that there's still quite a bit of work, even if there's no actual business work involved. So we added a fourth one. And so depending on your life, you could have a fourth bucket, right? And be true to them and make sure you're showing up and you're conditioning yourself to what's the next level. That's how you get to another level. You don't get to another level by always staying in the same level. You don't. You get to burnout or injury. And you have to ask yourself, and this is going back to other mentors and like that Jim Rohn quote of, you know, there's that quote of you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. But the other way to look at that is that am I performing to the level of my current environment? That could be your house, your office. Am I performing to that level of that current environment? Or do I need to up-level that environment, right? Up-level it in any way possible. Because if you're not up-leveling your environment, and that's everything from, like, this goes deep, from your home to your surroundings, to your mindset, to the people you hang around, to your employees, you're going to stay there too. So you have to up-level your environment, and everybody's environment is different, and everybody's up-level of their environment will be different. But these are great questions to ask yourself when you're just tired of being tired. Like, I got to a point of tired of being tired when I was overweight. I was running between jobs. I was still in the field. I was eating fast food in the car. And I had no more time and no more energy to give to anyone. And I said, I'm tired of being tired. I got to up-level myself. And that's the first step I took to actually losing weight. And we all strive for this work-life balance, which does not exist. It doesn't. So give it up. If you own a business, it's about intentional time versus balance of time, intentional time. And so during the season, you're intentional. If you're in preseason, you're intentional about working out, learning, exercising, eating right, so that when it comes season, you can show up on point. I mean, so on point, the confidence is oozing out of you. And that's intentional, right? It's intentional time. When you're off, it's intentional time. When you're with your family, it's intentional time. So if you're feeling burnt out, tired, overwhelmed, you could be stuck in a season. Everything evolves in a season. Everything. Like we have spring, winter, fall, summer. Dogs like shed their winter coats. Their body even knows what season it is. Bears hibernate. Everything evolves in seasons. And I think sometimes when we're like stuck in a rut, we're stuck in an environment, we crave change. And we think the way to get that change is by doing more work. But it's not true. It's doing intentional work with intentional time, not doing more work. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.